Good morning, Aurobeer. Today is Thursday, 25th of October, and right now it's partly cloudy but more sunny than not on 27 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says partly cloudy with a chance of a thunderstorm and rain. Temperatures from low of 26 to high of 30 with the heat index on 34 degrees Celsius. It will be breezy with winds from northeast at 15 to 25 kilometers per hour. Chance of a rain is on 60%. Later on, we can expect partly cloudy with a chance of rain and northerly winds at 10 to 20 kilometers per hour. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 80%. Working committee shares with the community a note from Dr. Karan Singh, chairman of the governing board Aurobeer Foundation, stating that Dr. Karan Singh has been once again appointed chairman of the governing board Aurobeer Foundation for another term of 4 years. They have sent letter to Dr. Karan Singh thanking him for accepting this post and for providing his continued support towards Aurobeer. The appointment of other members of the governing board and appointment of new international advisory council will be shared with us once they would be notified. Next Wednesday, 31st of November at 7:30 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone, Electric Konarak Band presents artists from Bangalore and Pondicherry. Konarak Reddy on electric guitar, Mishkam Bhav on bass, Muthu Kumar on tablas, and Karan Joseph at keyboards. The music composed by Konarak is born of his experience of living and playing in India, studying Arsarot in Pondicherry with Deprisat Ghosh, as well as Western classical guitar in Bangalore, listening to different kinds of music and the sounds of the land. He also studied jazz composition at Berklee College of Music in Boston. Concert is organized by Arpana and Kalai. RioPlus20 Sustainability Conference Presentation Part 2. Philip from Youth Center and Tree Community invites us again, since last one was interrupted by the heavy rain, and this time he invites us to join for another interactive presentation in a dry space. That would be at Future School Auditorium, first floor, on Monday 29th at 5 p.m. During the month of June this year, Philip had the privilege to attend RioPlus20 conference on sustainability and some off-site events of Congress in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. He went there with a vision to build a treehouse for a Congress and to use this space to share the sustainable aspects of Aurobeer. Aurobeer Puncture Service is happy to inform the community that they have shifted to their new place in the service area. And that new location will be next to gas bottle service. Entrance is to the right when driving in direction to Eden Chavanadi, opposite of the road service entrance. They will start working from the place in the service area from Monday 29th, and they would work every day from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Landline is unchanged and it is 262-2741, and they are really thankful to all the people who made this long-awaited move happen. On Monday, Wednesday and Friday, which is October 29th and 31st and 2nd of November at Skripa in Kalabumi, we are invited to an introductory class in Thai dance offered by Geo Anongart Suvarnajma, a dancer and actress from Thailand. And these workshops will be every morning for 2 hours from 9 to 11 a.m. free for Aurobeerians and newcomers, and contribution would be accepted from guests. For more information, we can call Jill on 948-641-6173. Youth Center is looking for help and they need hard-working people of goodwill, recyclable construction materials, cement, glass, steel, roofing materials, etc. They need to support to build up and organize the Christmas fair, human resourcing, encouraging ideas, financial aid, cool stuff. And for donations, we can contribute on Portus account 0099. And for participation, there are Youth Center meetings Saturdays at 3 p.m. And for questions, we can call on 262-2857. And we shouldn't forget that we are invited for 3 weekly dinners, which would be Tuesday Italian, Wednesday Dosa, and Saturday, of course, famous YC pizza with silkscreen printing on t-shirts. Tomorrow Ashri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat News at 7:30 p.m. They will screen Redcliffe, aka The Three Kingdoms, Part 1, directed by John Woo from China in 2008, Part 1, and Part 2 will be screened next week. It's original Mandarin version with English subtitles. At the Eco Film Club Sedona Forest, also tomorrow at 7 p.m, we can see documentary Planet Earth, Freshwater, made in 2006 and narrated by David Attenborough, BBC UK. At Cinema Paradiso and Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see French drama Wandering Streams, made in France in 2009 by director Pascal Rabat. And on Saturday they will screen an international mystery thriller, Winter's Bone, made in USA in 2010 by director Deborah Granier. Children's film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. will screen animation adventure comedy Happy Feet, made in USA in 2006 by director George Miller. And at Akira Kurosawa Film Festival at Cine Club, later on at 8 p.m. they will screen drama history Ran, made in Japan in 1985. Oh marvelous grace, let our aspiration be always more intense, our faith always more vibrant, our trust always more absolute, wrote the mother. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on rlradio.org. Autant dire que grandir n'est pas un jeu d'enfant.